From KALW News, I'm Angela Johnston with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about the city of Napa's Measure F. Here's KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs.
Affordable housing is on the ballot everywhere this election, and Wine Country is no exception. Measure F is on the Napa City ballot and proposes increasing the hotel room tax from 12% to 13%. That means overnight hotel guests, who are generally tourists, will pay a little more. So let's do the math. If you're paying $200 to pass out in a nice suite after a long day of wine tasting, Measure F would mean that you'd pay $26 in tax instead of what you pay now, $24. The extra money would fund programs and services for affordable and workforce housing. All five cities in Napa County will be voting on their own version of this same measure. Proponents of the measure say that this increase will generate around $3 million every year that would go towards things like building and renovating affordable housing and would also include construction of workforce housing closer to employment centers. The Napa City Council has already approved it, so now residents will have to vote. Measure F would enact a special tax, which means it can only be approved if two-thirds of voters say yes. Other people who say yes? The Napa Valley Democratic Party, Mayor Jill Teckel, and community housing advocates. There's no official opposition. So, if you support a 1% increase in the Napa City hotel room tax, vote yes on Measure F. If you don't want that increase in price for hotel guests, vote no.
That's a brief take on Napa City's Measure F. For more election coverage, go to KALW.org.